We would like to speak to you about two things this evening. One is about the wisdom of cycles, and the second is about the power of release. Both of these things you are encountering now, and you will be for some time. But there is a desire, because of being human, for two things: to be in control, and for the things you like not to change. If you are a human, that is what you are going to feel. You do not need to judge it or do anything harsh to it. It is simply a part of what is going to be reflected by the human condition. But as you all know, as women, simply from your own bodies, cycles are happening. Sometimes it seems like every moment. Things are changing, things are moving and adjusting. And the problem that we encounter is when we are in resistance to cycle change. Or we are wanting the cycle to be something that perhaps it is not. And that is also very human, and never to be judged. But with the acceptance of cycles and changes, and not judging yourself or anything else as the cycles change, you then begin to step into a place of power, because you are not resisting the power of life. You are saying, it is a cycle. It is a cycle. It is not a judgment. It does not mean that I got it wrong. It does not mean that I am bad or wrong or whatever it is. It is a cycle. Now, the important thing is that we usually only identify cycles when something is wrong or something is threatening. Then we say, oh, I am going through this. I recognize that this is a cycle and I am moving through it. But we want to be, we want to allow ourselves to be more attuned to the many other cycles that we are experiencing, sometimes on a daily basis. Perhaps you have been employed in a place that was a good place at one time, and then that good cycle in that place ended. Quite human to want to hang on to it, and to want to wait for it to get better, and to want to say to yourself, it is not as bad as it is. Be careful about that one. Women are very vulnerable to that one, because suffering was built into the patriarchal plan. But the more we are able to look at something and say, this was a bad cycle and now it is a good one, or this was a good one and now it is a bad one, the more we are able then to release, which is where we gather the power, in our ability to release. We do not have the power to control other people's paths, the way things are organized or working or not working. And even on our own path, we have free will, and we are working to move with our own path. And in order to move with your own path, you need to recognize the cycle that you are in, and to respect that cycle, to know that there are things to be learned in it, and things that will open your empathy, things that will reward you in ways that you never suspected. That is the embrace of the cycle. And when you embrace it, then you are able to let go of what does not belong in that cycle, and to move toward a cycle that is more expanded, and that will bring more fulfillment to your life. There is a tendency, and we know all humans experience it, to go to the past, to go to the past cycles and say, if only I had been different in this cycle. And since we do not have the positioning to be able to look down at our whole wheel, our whole life, we cannot realize that we are wrong about that. In the cycle that you were in, you were gathering what you needed to gather, healing what you needed to heal, learning what you need to learn, and then you move on to another cycle. There is no kindness in judging that old cycle, no kindness at all. The kindness belongs in the cycle you are in now and your ability to embrace it and release the cycles of the past. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. May you be blessed as we speak about this and as we learn the power of the embrace. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of love all around you. And breathe in love. And exhale fear. And as you breathe in love, notice that it not only fills you, but it extends past you so that you can feel it both in your heart and outside of your body, the same love. And as you breathe into that position, feel how very, very safe you are. And feel the love around you displacing the energies that are not good for you. And find for yourself the things that are key for you, so that when you say them to yourself, you are increasing that field inside of you and outside of you. And know that the greatest protection is that you have created a space where there is only room for love. And all other experiences are outside of this space. And notice that this space allows you to know who you are, to know where you are, and to know that you are loved as you are. And use this energy to align yourself with the universe, with the earth, with the expansiveness of your own heart center. move your attention into your heart center and see in the center of your heart that there is a lantern. And it is a lantern that holds the flame of your spirit. So the light can grow brighter, but it is always protected. You can carry it wherever you wish to carry it and place it wherever you wish it to be. And when it grows, the lantern grows with it. Feel the golden light of the universe above your head. And consider the power of that energy, the energy that comes from the source of all creation, the source of your creation. And feel that light, the light that knows you as you are and loves you and protects you as you are. Feel the flow of that golden stream into your crown. And feel the universe opening your crown so that you can receive the things that love wishes you to have. And the abundance and the freedom and the joy that comes with it. Feel the golden light open the third eye and restore to you your natural intuitive powers, giving you permission to know all that you need to know without judging or worrying, simply to know. Feel the golden light flow down into your throat center. And feel that golden light begin to educate your communication, knowing that your own thoughts must never contradict the thoughts of the universe about you. That your thoughts must never contradict love for you. And feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your heart. And feel how hungry your heart has been for the love and the knowledge and the being known that is flowing into your heart center. Healing, enlightening. And feel your heart begin to grow. Knowing that growing is what you are here to do. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your solar plexus. And feel that golden light begin to move the emotions out of your body that are not serving your heart or your purpose. And feel the golden light flow into the second center. And relieve you of all judgment and shame and limitation. And beliefs that would deprive you of your full life. Feel that energy clearing, moving out of your second center. And see the beautiful waterfall in the second center that naturally cleanses anything that you need to remove from your body, from your mind, from your spirit, but in a natural way, like the water. No judgment, simply purification. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And feel the power of that energy to unite every chakra in your body with the pattern of creation in your heart. Feel all of that information flowing into the root. And let the root draw up from the earth all that you need to do the things that you really wish to do. Now feel the blessing that the universe sends you, the blessing for the child of the universe, the blessing for you. Move your attention into your heart center. And see the beauty of your own heart. See how your heart moves and responds in love and support of yourself and of those around you. See the wisdom of your heart, how it tells you what you need to know, how full it is of light. And see that there is a silver platter in the center of your heart that holds your gift, the one that is for you alone. And resting in your mind, know that gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,